in Shin Dalet, down the last three lines. Dash, no, before, page before. Three lines below. In Talmud Kenegdo, if you're going to stand against it, Yitzhar Hara B'chol Zevit, all these arguments, L'Yichara Patoisos, and they will not be able to fully be Masha Zuchan, as we mentioned all above, Ishtade L'chu, now it's going to come from a different angle. It's Atzkach Masecho. It's coming from your wisdom end, to your intellect. He's going to try to attack you intellectually. If he will see in you charitzus, a certain eagerness, specialty, limud chachma, he sees that you are inclined to learn deeper and deeper hashkofa, that you extra inclined of learning in depth. Now he will come and argue and tell you, listen, halo yaspik locho, it's enough for you, masha maspik lebeda darcho. Don't be overly knowledgeable. It's enough for you to know which are great people of your generation of Iskenecho, your elders, the Daf Torah Oscho and more. To know your Torah. Don't be more smart than anyone else. Why do you come with new stuff, with new learning? Halaydata, you know, Kiachokhma Elo Ketzolatach. This is endless, this is bottomless. This wisdom has no end, no bottom. So therefore, if you're going to dwell in the Chokhma in Ashkofa, you're never going to be finished. You're never going to be finished. What's the point of getting involved in a bottomless pit? Simaga Moscow, put your emphasis on Iker Amuna, on the most foundational, fundamental part of the Amuna, the Shayr Shatara, the main roots of the Torah. That's enough for you. But again, once you know the foundations of the Amuna and Torah, the Moedler Mashet is Daimbo, which will help you, it's will be ordered by people, Minina, which will make you popular by people, which is popular by people, Minina, Shir. Become a special musician, a poet. A miktsav. What does a miktsav mean? Also, a composer, right? Composing. Utsfune hadigduk. Become extra literature, to know all the grammars, to be the chidois and the chrios, and all the other chidois. All the other, I don't know how to explain what chidos in English means. All kind of probabilities to understand them. Vam sholim hanahagim, and to make all kind of talk, which folks talk, which the people love to hear, become popular. In other words, if he sees that you are inclined, that you're inclined intellectually to know deeper and deeper, it's mamash applied what we are learning. I think we explained the last year. The more deep you're becoming in Ashkofer, the more deep you're becoming in interpreting the mitzvah Hashem, yeah? Obviously, you're going to come up with new things. I was last night visiting my father, he's a Talmud Chacham, and I told him a few chidushim for the Vartoyres. He says, this has to be somewhere, you can't sit on your own. So I said, first deny it. I mean, I don't care if it's written or not written. Is it emes or nicht emes? Look, this is emes. The person has to read it somewhere. If it's emes, it's emes. Where is the Torah? Where is our emes in picture? If I'm telling you something which totally contradicts, it has to be written somewhere. You have no right to say anything which contradicts anything which is being said. If I'm telling you something which is beautiful, I'm giving you a pshat and a posik. It doesn't contradict anything. Just because he never saw it somewhere, it must be written somewhere, you can't say things like that on your own. What does can't you say? This is my pshat. I mean, what? Sechel keri v'sere sechel. So, wait. I'm not supposed to have a telephone, a calculator, because my grandfather never had a calculator. It's a contradict what my grandfather had. He used to have this Chinese adding machine. Mm-hmm. And we have a calculator today. So I'm not supposed to have a calculator, because my grandfather had. Same thing is stated. This argument, this is what he says. If the Yitzhak cannot get in all the other angles, and you see that you about charitzus lilmoid chokhmah, you're getting into bottomless chokhmah, and you never finish. You go deeper and deeper and deeper. It says, why is that enough for you? What the gedolei dor know, what the elders of the people know? Don't come with new things. It's enough for you. What will you do with your intellect? What will you do with your hunger? What will you do that you know? You have obviously it doesn't mean that everyone has to be in it. Not everyone has it. Not everyone has the capacity of. Not everyone has the know-how. be busy with some of these popular things. So be busy with, you know, people, what is today an educated person? Somebody's a popular person, especially, he knows, he's historian, he knows history very well. Now people are emphasizing very much on Jewish history. It's very nice and fine, but to waste time for that, I mean, what does it have in Yiddishkeit? It's excessive knowledge, you might find, and I'm not ignoring it, it's a nice thing to know. If you happen to be born with a talent and a memory, that these things interest you, no question about it, it helps you. History helps you. But what does history help you to avoid this Hashem? Or people are poets, people are writers, people are making up all kind of poems in Hebrew, all kind of things. Just emphasize, give your intellect in those areas which you're going to give them. But Nachlocho.
The only two conditions also, not to go deep into what the Rishonim and Achronim and everybody said, and then to only do your own Kiddushim
No question about it. We're not talking, there's no such a thing as sitting down and making Kiddushim. Nobody sits down, I think so, at least. Unless a career person who you're not a career person. Nobody sits down and making Kiddushim. What do you mean, sitting down learning Kiyochus Tshuva Rambam. The Shabbos we learned Ilchus Tshuva Rambam. I learned one aloha. This one aloha, I finished that panos for a week. You could talk a week on it. It's not on Chidushim. It's a Pshat in Rambam. I feel like Ilchus Tshuva Rambam and the Ramban and the Ikrim and the after Sevido and what's the Bepe. There's a lot of things. And you bring it and developing it down till the Maise. Till Mamash, Mamash, Lamaise, and Afkimin, Lamaise. The Mamash, Afkimin, Lamaise. One of the things which I brought on very much Lamaise today. You have to be very much aware of it. This is a chiddush of the Rambam, but not everyone agrees with it. But obviously, we have to want to be yoitz of the Rambam sheet. It's too special in Chashuva. There's no reason to write down such a detailed locus in Chashuva's the Rambam. One of the Rambam's famous sheet is the three mitzvahs of Tshuva. I mean, just repeating because now I said it's in the Tshuva. At least we should remember that. It's not etzem Tshuva. Etzem doing Tshuva is not a mitzvah. You're not doing any mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. That's a chiyuv, you have to. What is a mitzvah? Mitzvah is a gift. On a mitzvah, you're making a bracha. That's the difference in Vayah. Even if it's mitzvah, it's a bracha, it's a bracha tmidis. Mitzvah tmidis. A mitzvah is a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make in the morning an overall berachos Hashlach, making a bracha on mitzvah, which you get. Mitzvah safsal. You know what? Mitzvah friendship. You're becoming close to Hashem. I gave you special orders only for you. I should show you the mitzvah on this mitzvah and that mitzvah. A mitzvah is a gift of God. That's the overall bracha which make him a shloi sani goy. You didn't make him a goy, we gave him mitzvahs. He gave him tarag mitzvahs. That's the bracha shloi sani goy. Is why? Because he made mitzvahs and the goy didn't get mitzvahs. That's the mitzvah. Now, what is this tshuva? I goofed. I spoke Lashon Hara. So you have to do tshuva. Big deal. So change is coming to you. A mitzvah you got for that. I broke your picture window in your house, and I come and I fixed it. Good, fine. But a mitzvah should get for that. Extra friendship, what you get for that? Why should that be a mitzvah? That's the Rambam Shita. Rambam Shita is mitzvah. Tshuva is a chiyuv. The Rambam doesn't hold by that. The Rambam, the Ikrim, the other Shoinim, whatever. The Moshe Sternberg brings down the Azoya, which is much more like the Rambam. They hold etzem tshuva is also a mitzvah as a driver, because the person of shachta the shem alokech v'shamata v'koila. But the Rambam title stuck in Hilchus Tshuva in Perik Zoyin, the person of shachta shech is avtocha v'kodesh baruch. It's not a chiyuv. It's not a hazora. It's in the tzov in Parshas Tshuva. It's not avtocha. Kodesh baruch is maftiach. Kodesh baruch promises that eventually the shachta eventually going to do tshuva. Before Mashiach will come, he's going to do tshuva. He's not going to be lost. It's avtocha. But the mitzvah in tshuva is a chiyuv. What is the mitzvah of tshuva? Mitzvah of tshuva comes after when you have done tshuva, and that's not shloshim dur. The mitzvah of vidui, mitzvah of vidui, and therefore the Rama says the mitzvah of tshuva is a maisa. It's not a hirur, It's a maisa. What is the maisa? Vidui pe. You have to say it with your mouth. You have to say ono Hashem. You have to speak ono. I'm asking you. You have to talk in front of Hashem is baruch. You have to think Hashem is baruch is in front of you. Listen, Kele Boruch, that's what Rambam says. You have to, when you talk, you have to come forward like you come to Hashem. You say, oh no, Hashem, I'm begging you, Hashem. Chotos yovisi pshati. Lekach lekach usisi. Menechamti, I'm regretting why I done it. Veboishti, and I'm embarrassed what I done. Velo echzer, lao soy soy, they're never going to do it again. Min charota, busha, kabola, that's vidu, is speaking to Hashem Malchav. The kol amarich v'dover zeh, and the more you speak about it, the more you detailize it, harizeh mishubach, it's a choshev and a mitzvah. Like you take an essay for $10, or $20, for $50, for $100, for $500. So marich v'dover zeh, that's the Rambam shita. If according Rambam, vidu has to be vidu bepeh, to express with the mouth. There's other shayinim that vidu doesn't have to be bepeh. It's enough in your mind. Actually, everyone goes l'shitose. If I learn, that's what I think. I mean, it's not necessarily must be, but I think mashma is so. Those who hold that hiru tshuva, thinking of tshuva, the etzem chiv of tshuva is also a mitzvah. So I was a tshiv is a mitzvah of a hero, so it could be yotze vidu is an extra attachment to the mitzvah. There's an extra mitzvah of vidu, which you could be yotze the hero. Now, this is as far as Hilchas Tshuva goes. With that, I was Meyasha very, very beautifully. Why do we make Seres Mitzvah and Yom Kippur we make after Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we make it before Rosh Hashanah? Since it's the most beautiful thing, we have a Seres Mitzvah before Rosh Hashanah. And imagine making Yom Kippur Erev Rosh Hashanah and you're going to Yom Adin like after Ni'ila, like, oh, we would sing, we would take an orchestra into Yom Adin, we're not afraid. How do we feel on Ni'ila? You know, when you're singing Chaim Tam Tzeinu Yom Kippur. You're feeling like a newborn person, clean as anything. So we have a standing trial for the next year. Wouldn't it be much more profit if we should make tshuva before Rosh Hashanah, before trial? The tshuva before Rosh Hashanah is pretty ordinary. It's not so deep as Seres Mitzvah. There's no viduyim. In Rosh Hashanah, it shouldn't even be visvar. It shouldn't say chotonu in Rosh Hashanah. Don't be masculine. We do tshuva, so I don't know, slichas and mechateisa elul. And then you have to come in all batuach, all confident to the team. Has to be happy, have to be simcha, you have to eat and dress, you have to give gifts to each other. Feel like definitely confident, and we have to be with simcha that we come to Zeicha Bedin. And then here starts the whole process of Eseris and Vachuva. From then on. And we go till Yom Kippur is climaxing with Alchet, Alchet. The whole mitzvah of Yom Kippur is actually a mitzvah of Vidui. The mitzvah of Tshuva, and actually being the philosophy of Yom Kippur actually shows that the whole emphasis of Shon is Tkiyah Shoyt, the whole emphasis of Pesach is a Chilus Matzah, the whole emphasis of Yom Kippur is a Sias Tshuva. And what is it emphasized? In Al-Chet, Al-Chet, Al-Chet. We say it with Tfilo Belachash, Tfilo Betzibur, again Al-Chet, again Al-Chet, again Al-Chet, we mefare the Chotem, as the Rambam says, Kol Amar Behar Ezeh Meshubach. So what's the pshat after that? So I was answering, now with this Rambam Shaloch Ezeh Meshubach, Kenira, according to Rambam, is very, very beautiful in Meshubach. I say that mostly is if you are a drunken driver, I think it's the best mostly you could make for that. You're a drunken driver and you're involved in an accident and you hit and injured somebody very severely. Okay, you took somebody's hands off, or feet, leg, or whatever it is. Now, besides the injury, which has to be compensated, you're really afraid of criminal charges. I mean, you were a drunken driver. You may sit in jail, you may be suspended license forever. He's standing trial beside his shoes, beside the physical, the compensation, financial compensation for the person. Now you're afraid of your trial. What are you doing? So you go, you make a deal before the trial with the guy, with the injured guy, and says he has been settled with an insurance company, got himself who knows what. And you come and says, please, here's extra $100,000. I feel so bad because I was negligent to you. And I can't face you, here's $100,000. And give me a letter of forgiveness, like I was overly nice, because I didn't have to do. I mean, you got compensated for the insurance company. I gave it to him, and I take all the letters, and I take everything, and I compensate the whole family, I make sure everything's thinking, I ask everyone forgiveness, everyone. And everyone comes with me to the trial. I go to the trial, and says, judge, he was superly nice, superly regretting, looks like he paid. She says, okay, forgive me. I mean, what more can you do that a person like that, he goes and gives him extra $100,000? Yotze Zaka Bedin. Now it comes out Zaka Bedin. Now, everything which you've done so far, why did he do it? Did he do it because he really is conscious, really about it, that he injured a person? Or rather, he was afraid of himself. No matter what he gave this guy, was not because he really cared for the guy, he cared for himself. So that was a necessity to save his life. So he did. He did tshuva. He did all kind of beautiful things, but all him. When do I know that he does tshuva? Because he really is conscious what he did for the guy. He wants to face the guy again and again and again, and every time he's going to face him without a leg or without an arm, he shouldn't feel guilty, he shouldn't feel embarrassed. After when he won the trial, Yotzei Zakai, now he doesn't have to see him again at all. and he goes over to him and says, listen, I'm going to get you $100,000 because I'm so embarrassed what I did for you. All your life, whenever I'm going to see you, I can't face it. I can't face the embarrassment. And the only way I could regret and I could show to tranquilize my embarrassment is to compensate again and again. For me, the compensation, I need a compensation for my tranquility. It hurts me more than it hurts you. And he goes and he showers him over all the time. He gives him. Every time he sees him, he gets embarrassed and goes over and asks him forgiveness again. What will happen with this guy? This man who got injured, not only will forgive him, he will become his closest friend. I never saw a person so conscious, so feeling for others. Now, Kol HaMarbe, the more he comes forward and asks forgiveness and compensates and does, now there's no selfish things in it. That's the mitzvah of Jew. Mitzvah is losing tzavsi, becoming a friend, becoming a kirishon of a mitzvah. Comes out. This person would have never become his friend if he wouldn't have taken down his, he wouldn't have damaged him. This is the two levels of tshuva, according to the Rambam, because the Rambam says, Keshi Yasa Tshuva Yoshiv Mechetoi, says, Call Odom, or Isha, any man of them, Al Mitzvah Sesa, Al Mitzvah Loisasa, Ben Bezodam, Ben Beshgogo, Keshi also Tshuva, Ven Adon Tshuva, Veshav Mechetoi, and did you? Mitzvah Lisvaras, then Mitzvah Lisvaras, so we say, before Rosh Hashanah, that we do tshuva, no matter what we put in before Rosh Hashanah on tshuva, that's not the real mitzvah in tshuva. You're doing it, you know, you're standing front trial. You have to compensate. You know, you're standing front trial, you do everything. You take six smichas, whatever you do, excessive tshuva for Rosh Hashanah, it's a selfish act. You're doing a standing time, but after Imam, you have to be given accounting. How comes Rosh Hashanah? Yotze Zaka Bedina. Ah, Baruch Hashem. And you have to be besimcha. Why do you have to be besimcha? Why are you so sure of Tzaka Bedina? Because the more you besimcha Rosh Hashanah, Tzaka Bedina, the immediate aseres mitzvah is start doing tshuva is the mitzvah of tshuva. Because now you're doing tshuva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, not for my sake. Selam Amchok. You're embarrassed what you didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not afraid. I know I'm Zaka Bedini. That's the reason Achonet aseres mitzvah. And Yom Kippur is to feel confident on Rosh Hashanah Yotze Zaka Bedini. Because now it's like, why are they saying slichas now? Why are you making sadness in the chief? Why are you standing up at the keeper? Why? If the answer is because it's not for my sake, right? I got my mission done. And now you understand what you damaged the pagan. You embarrassed Hashem and Chilal Hashem. If a klal is to upon the geula, chulu bechulu chulu, to spoke Rosh Hashanah and shoot. Right? You're doing more and more damage, and it hurts you, and that embarrassment brings you back. And now you keep asking, begging Hashem, because you're conscious what you've done, you're machal Hashem, shchinta begilis, tzara shchira, so on and so on. That's the mitzvah. And that comes in vidu. And therefore it has to be according to Rama, lifnakir is like his father, lifnakir, you have to speak front of Hashem. Why do you have to speak front of Hashem? It's because the embarrassment comes, you know, but the chas v'shalom, when you damage somebody, I'm telling you, don't meet at somebody, you know, you're not embarrassed. All of a sudden you meet them in shul, you don't know where to hide. Listen to Hashem tutorial. You stand in front of Hashem continuously. So you're always embarrassed. The more the elach yid is somebody, therefore you see, now, what is the symptom of an embarrassed person? You know, how do you make, when you come into the shul and you're embarrassed, you know, there's somebody who you injured chas v'shalom, his son was killed because of you did something. How do you behave in shul? You don't raise your voice, you hide in a corner, and you don't even give me a lead. I don't want no attention. You're embarrassed. That's the idea about tshuva should show himself. He's embarrassed in front of Hashem. He seeks no attention whatsoever. He stands in front of Hashem embarrassed. This is vidur. Now that you understand, this is Yom Kippur. Now when Yom Kippur, when you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu 24 hours, in standing in front of him, you have no choice just to cry out and yell out, Al-Khayta, forgive me for this and for this and this, because you only speak, you only confess to the person when you confront the person. The more, Dir Shashem, Be'al-Motzah, Be'chiv, Be'kore, Elof, Dir Shashem is Be'al-Motzah, and he's available. Hashem is now more with us than any time before. You're conscious about Hashem. You're confronting Hashem automatically. Now, he tells, the Chiddush of Halacha, which comes out from the Rambam, this is Poshet Pshat, the Chiddush of Halacha comes out from the Rambam, which we unfortunately fail in it. The Rambam says, and I think there's a machlokes in there too, but I'm not sure, that so came kol chi the karbonos hashem, all the chi of karm chatos and osham, you have to bring a karm chatos osham as a kapora. When you bring a chatos, obviously you could only bring a chatos if you did tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you don't bring a chatos. When you bought the karm chatos, einam is chaprim ba'akravos, and they're not, there's no kapora, they come einikish is svadu. Svadu as hashachotu. You have to be mevadu. So the Rambam is linking the kapora of the korban only on the vidu dvorim, which he says on the korban. Now, the vidu dvorim is the second stage of tshuva. Before he brings a korban, you have to do tshuva. If you are poshe, I don't bring it to Rosh Hashanah, you don't bring it to korban altogether. Now you became what you regret. That's the chiyuv, as our tshuva before Rosh Hashanah. Now that you're about tshuva ready, now to have a kapora, as the kapora is just like in kippur. It's like mechapa, like total eraser, the compensation. Not for your sake, for Hashem's sake, this is the sake, then Hashem says, bring a korban, this chaper batchem. And that kapora could only become only with vidu dvorim. That's the high level, it could only be with vidu dvorim. But I don't know the maaser, which has to be learned in Hilchos Kodshim. What's happening? Somebody brings a chatos, obviously did tshuva already, he brings a chatos. And the Rambam says, if he didn't say vidu dvorim, the chatos was not mechaper. So you have to bring all the chatos. Which I don't know, as my brother. So we have to learn it, Poshe, Tilchus Kotchim. And he says further, Chein chol malkiyois of Mrs. Bezen, every punishment which the Bezen gives malkus. Oh, because Bezen, Eina mischapa, what is, this is not the Oirish, also kapore. Mrs. Bezen, malkiyois, all of those things are kapores. He had to do tshuva before. Before he was given malkus, he had to make tshuva. Had to make tshuva. And what is the malkus after? It's a kapora. It's atonement, just like in Kippur for us. Yom Kippur, Korbonus, Malkius, Mrs. Bezen, Yisurim and Markim. What is Yisurim and Markim? That's a Kapora. Kapora means after Tahara. First you have to do Tshuva, that's Tahara. And then comes Kapora, total washing, cleansing. That's Kapora. Therefore we say, V'yom HaZeh Chaper, the Etzem Yom Kippur means Mechaper. When? The Lifnei Hashem Titore, before this day, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu Titore, we have Matar yourself. I would say the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is the Tahara, and now is the Indian of Kapora. Says the Rambam the same thing. Chem Malkus and Mrs. Ben ain't a mechaper if he didn't do vidu. And Yisurim goes into the same category. And here comes the real thing which negates Azla Maisa. We unfortunately, foolishly, we receive Yisurim all day long. And we could have capitalized on them so much that Kaporis Avoiners. But if you're not misvada, it's not a kapora. You get Yisurim for no reason. So that's unbelievable.
So anytime you have a...
Yisurim? Be mevada. The Boyrisha should be a kapora, savora, soto, savisi, pshat, it's coming for you.
That's why it came to be a kapora with people. Maybe it's based on that. People say it's a kapora. You know, that, and when people say it,
But the Rambam says, how do you have to say it? You have to say, Fala Fakorish Baruch Hu. Yisvada lif nakele boruch v'omer, ona Hashem choto, savisi, pshati, v'nichamti. I mean, those are the quality of video. When you come to have charote, the boyishti, I'm embarrassed. But the erzoid, last I said, I'm never going to that. There must be charote. And a charote has to express himself in busha. And from busha, you have to come into the commitment, I'm never going to do it again. It's easy to say. The more embarrassed you are, the more you naturally say, I'm never going to do it again. Then, this thing is a kapor. That's vidud. This is vidud. The Rambam puts down the criteria of vidud vorim. That's vidud vorim. Oh no, Hashem, chotol sevisi pshati, nechamti, veboishti, v'le'er ze la'asasoy. That's vidud.
So the Yisurim include even the small things, putting your hand in the pocket, when you pull out a quarter, buying out a dime.
Yeah. The smallest thing, but really why it's happening, because the truth of the matter, we should be mevada all the time. We should be, vada is there is no sheet to vidud, to tshuva. Comes out of sound that we think in our mind, Rabban Shalom be Meichel, Zah Meichel for me. I don't worry. That's Chiyuv. According to the Rambam, Minat Mekayim, a mitzvah says of in tshuva with Hirur. Mitzvah says is a deed. What is the deed? Talk. This is the Rambam safety. Again, not everyone agrees with it. According to the Rambam, you are Mekayim, a mitzvah says of in Hirur tshuva.
Like a deed? Not to do it again, like a Lo Teseh type of deed? Isn't that a deed also? If I'm a cop on my mind not to do it again, that's also a deed.
That's a chelik of vidui. But the Kabbalah must have teeth. How do you know if you're mekabel really? Everyone of us is mekabel. Everyone is mekabel. So who is not mekabel? When you are in the frame of tshuva, of course you're not going to do it again. Pshat is, this must have validity what you say, not going to do it again. If the commitment not to attain comes from embarrassment, that's a commitment. I mean, it's a cause and effect. I say the Kabbalah has to be an effect from a cause. The cause is Busha. And Busha is an effect of Nechamti. And the Nechamti is effect of Vidu Dvorim. You express it. And the Vidu Dvorim is an effect of Nechamti. You know why? Because you speak in front of Hashem. Oh no, Hashem. And obviously, therefore, the coming back to Chav Yisrael was, the more you understand the depth of the Pagam HaChet, the more you understand the depth of the Pagam HaChet, the better you could be Menachem Mizbayish in Kabbalah. But if you don't understand what a chet is, leave me alone, I did it already. I did tshuva already. How many times do you think, listen, how many times do you have to do tshuva? If it really doesn't hurt, if it doesn't feel the effect, so what? That's really the... Yeah, so therefore there's an endless need, I say, to learn about Ashkofa, to learn the depth of Pagam in a chet, in depth, is an absolute necessity for the call Hamayrich boy, harizem shubach, because there's no limit to the regretness. There's no limit to the busha. The more you understand, now it comes out, and there's what comes out. The manifestation of tshuva really revolves on one axe, busha. How much I'm embarrassed. If the Gemara says kol choyte v'mizbayish mechetoy is cheshev with all the korbanos zifcher. The korbanos of Kodesh Baruch Hu is Riach Nishbara, a broken spirit. Leif Nishbar Venitke, a broken heart, a depressed, broken, a sad heart. Elokim Lo Yisibse, Kodesh Baruch Hu does not embarrass. Means all the korbanos. Because really, what is a korban? You bring an animal instead of you. That's a korban. But here you're bringing yourself. You schlep yourself. And you put yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you let yourself being embarrassed. You know what does it mean to expose yourself to Hashem? Shem, look, I'm standing in front of you naked. Look, I'm standing for you, for Shmit, it's all the Shmutz, it's all the Chatom, embarrassed of myself. That's the meaning of a Korm. And that cannot be done without Vidu Dvorim. That cannot be done without Vidu Dvorim.
It has to be a particular Lashon as well?
No. What has to have these three principles? It has to be regretting, regretment, and therefore I'm misbiased. And the busha should lead me, in English, in any kind, but it has to go through these stages. It comes out, the first thing is, you have to understand you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're not standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't feel the busha. They say, here Hashem, I'm standing in front of you, how do I stand in front of you? And the kind of Hashem should have to be told you, I butchered them up, look what I've done. And why I'm embarrassed? Now, what have I done? Who says I've done something? Can I do something? Nothing more than a mosquito. Could I have done something? You know, sometimes I feel, what are you talking about? Chet, you're done. You know, you see a locomotive is pulling a train, 100 cars of train. It comes a mosquito and tries to stop it. It stands in front of the locomotive and gets out. Okay? And then it's smart and says, I'm sorry, I tried to stop the train. And I stopped the train. What are you talking? I'm lesser of effective in Hashem's world. I'm less than a mosquito. And Hashem is a little bit bigger than a locomotive. So what are you chayte? What are you talking about? Okay, so and if you now you understood what I'm saying, and I think most of us acknowledge what I've said now. So why are you embarrassed? The mosquito was so embarrassed. You tried to stop the train. You tried to go against Hashem. Obviously, you have to learn, because if you don't learn, you really that you stay a mosquito. So what I'm learning? I'm learning. I'm not a mosquito. I'm learning. I'm a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm learning with Amuna, with believing Hashem says the world depends on me. Chavishvili Nivra Oilam. And Hashem says if you improve, the whole world improves. And if you do, I've invaded the whole world. You got damaged. You poigim not on in this world, b'chola oilamos, in all the oilamos. And the more you learn, you find out you're not a mosquito. You find out that you're affecting the world. You find out that really what damage you have done. You find out that you retroactively affected all the doyrus from Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, and you are postponing Mashiach, and all the suffering in the world is because of you. And as the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the earthquake in China. You have to ask, what did I do wrong that I caused this earthquake in China? Now when you learn this, and you understand this, and you believe it, now you could stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevuyosh. Now you could be embarrassed.
How could you stand?
So it comes out, in order to get even to the minimal level of tshuva, according to the Rambam, to become a sense of tshuva, you have to have this deep knowledge. You have to know who you are, what you are. That's what I'm trying to say. So when you start learning. That's what he says. Let's go back to the bottom. The bottom two lines. He will try to get the Yitzhar from the angle of your Chochmah. then yira mim choyfi season you charitzas lilmat chachma, that you have a specialty, you have an eagerness of learning chachma, you want to learn something deeper than usual, then it's accepted. Yoy melachi will tell you how the yaspik, isn't it enough for you, mashu maspik in gdoyle dacha, don't you have to show that all the gdoylem speak, enough! Take, say the Musa which everyone talks. Don't come with extra depth, with extra things, with extra points. It's kenecho. It's enough what the elder is telling you. The daftar oschan motonoy teire. He will come with this argument. He says, but what should I do? That's true. That's true. I'm not supposed to be oivel chochem. But what should I do? That all the things which my elders tell me and my teachers are telling me does not embarrass me. I want them to tell you more. There's other reasons for it. This is my... all the time that I'm justifying what's happening. You have to understand that my elders, my rebbeim, learn, speak to me the language it had to be spoken when they developed themselves. And their age was at a different age where you couldn't be mevayish person. A person had no time to stand for a kodesh baruch hu embarrassed. A person needed shelter, a person needed a roof over head, a piece of bread to eat, and not to, and to make sure he goes out on the street, he shouldn't be recognized as a Jew, he's going to be killed and massacred. And then it was a different approach, different medicine. It wasn't the arrogance of today's time that you have all the freedom. And you have been reminded by the God 3,000 times that you're a Jew. And that was enough. But to do you being 3,000 times a day to say you're not a Jew. And even a Jew doesn't mean anything. You're no different than a Goy. Now you need to talk a different language. So the Yetzer HaRa says, well, what is smart? And so go into where the other goes, other people go. And he tells you further in the fourth, fifth line, V'nach l'cho divir ad-dinim. Leave alone this all the dinner, the particular scars of dinner, the machloikas of chomim b'em, all the dinner. We just went in a machloikas with the Ramban and the Rambam Milchus Shuv. What's the big difference? Don't you see the big difference what it is? When you take the machloikas of dinim in the Milchus Shuv of the Rambam and the Ramban, you have a whole new thing opens up in the Ashkofer. A whole new depth opens up in the Ashkofer. Now, of course, the Rambam, now I could say as follows. The Ramban is also a Divya Kim Chaim. And the Rambam is also a Divya Kim Chaim. And that's always my explanation. Every time I say Zalocha, when the Machloikas Lemaisa bin Rishonim, or Afil Bachloinim, and we say either the Divya Kim Chaim, how could it be? Either you make me to say with the Hero Chivu, or not make me. What is the Shuva? In everything. Shat is Machloikas, it's never on the essence. The essence is both of them are right. The application, how do you apply it? Lemaisa, there is the Machloikas. It cannot be both at the simultaneous times. Machloikas b'shama b'silel. So now we pass it. It's a contradiction. L'chayda. It's not a contradiction. The psak is like both. However, there's a time when we pass according Hillel. When Shiach will come, it's going to be a time. It's going to pass according b'shamay. So the Ramban shita is applied to a certain time, to a certain era, and the Rambam shita is applied to a certain time, to a certain era. And we have to take it out of our storage. We have to take it out of our chazal. Every time that's a shkofa. So if my rebbe is taught me the Shita Saramban, that's what we grew up with, because that was needed and that was enough in those days when I grew up. In the time of the Holocaust, in the time of the suppression, that was enough to be Maharav Tshuva. We were enough embarrassed, enough nothing, we were enough dust that you didn't have to come and to make yourself even more dust because you would collapse totally. At the time when we lost Judaism in the millions, and if you would have come and speak the way we speak, you would drive out your child from your house. It was not here that you live, it's a tzaddik gomer, leave alone, whatever it is. So the Baruch Hashem, we have a Rambam, it applies those days. But now in this time, and everything is arrogance and gav and everything, and to have a little, and today there's so much technology and depth in every other area, but not here, which the Rambam says. So now I have to apply, and you have to always apply the Rishonim to you as a medicine, to your application, as what is needed for you. You have to understand this Chazal is talking to us as a cure. This is my method of cure of today's times. So therefore, Hanach, he will tell the Baldo, leave alone this Machloike Chomevem. You see, don't go into the root of the Chokhme Shor Shemoyfes, Eichus Adibur, Mina Koshas, Ofna Rois, all these proofs, Eichus Hiloche Ilam and Oilon, how does the relationship go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his constituents, with the people? All this chokhmah, all this call it philosophy, leave it alone with the Baldover say. With Chabris HaChokhmah Nir, Sim Chokhmah Nistair, this is one of the most biggest level of chokhmah. Connecting Teirish HaBeniglim, Teirish HaBenister, that's one of the highest level of accomplishment. And then we have Teirish HaBeniglim, Chazal, we have Gemorah, we have Shulchan Aruch. This is Chokhmah HaNiglim. Chokhmah HaNiglim, Bobi Metziyah, Bina Momeris. We have Kabbalah, mysticism, it's Chokhmah HaNistair. That people are not the Chokhmah HaNistair, that's the first tier. You learn Terech Chochmas HaNigla. Now it's a chiyuv to learn Chochmas HaNigla too. It's also Torah. You have to learn Kabbalah too. Even Maase Merkava. We're going to be asked in B'chesh, why didn't you learn? Then there is how to reconcile Chochmas HaNigla with Chochmas HaNigla. This is one of the highest Chochmas. One of our colleagues in Yerushalayim is a Choshev HaChoshev HaChoshev Yid. He said a whole people, he's a big Baal Mekubal too, and also a big Talmud Chochem. He said a whole people, I think in the sugya for Dina Momenes, I think it was even in Tok Fekoyen, one of the most complicated sugyas in Chochmas HaNigla, he said a whole sugya with all the shittas in it, mixed with Chochmas HaNister, all interpreted in Chochmas HaNister. That's what he says, it's beautiful. This Chavrus, HaChochme HaNiris, and to connect the Chochme HaNiris HaNigla in Chochmas HaNister. Now, this is something which is a mitzvah. This is to show the Achdus of Torah. Now the Yetzer comes and tells him, listen, why are you bothering with this? It's excessive, it's not needed, don't be smarter. Did you ever speak like that? Your leader spoke like that. Your Zekna don't speak like that. Why are you coming with this extra stuff? Leave all this thing alone. Because they're too deep, they're too sensitive, you may make a mistake. Rely on the people, on mystical people. But anything, it's not what they said to you. You don't have to develop yourself. Rely on those things which you could learn yourself, just like you rely on those things which you can't learn yourself, just like you rely on the Chochom and the Chazal and the Chochom and the Kubolim, on areas which you can dwell in, you rely on them, so also rely on even those things which you can, and leave your energy on other areas where you could become more popular to people, as you said before. And you're not going to listen to him, but you're going to put in effort, you're going to learn, and you're going to come in, and you're going to become yourself the learner. Then he's going to come and shoot you. He's going to use the arrows, he's going to try to get you, in affect you, in the kina, in envious, in jealousy, in your friends. In which way? The ima gielo chokhmo beladecho. If your friend got to reach a certain level of chokhmo, more than you had reached, titaro isam, you're going to envy him with ishtad litlos bemumi. You're going to try to find blemishes in them, laschisam dabeglusam, to make them, to diminish them, and to speak in their diminution. Because you are so interested to know, so all of a sudden you hear something new, you couldn't take it. I'm dwelling, I want to be this chokhem, and it's all something new. Instead, you should be jumping, hearing somebody say something new. You can't stand it. Somebody tells something nicer than you.
Why? Because you stopped short yourself.
No, because there are people, lecturers and deep thinkers, you know, philosophers. They can't stand hearing somebody else. They can't stand hearing.
Because they didn't think of
that. Because that's what he says exactly. Suppose you didn't listen to the Yetzer Hara, you went into this learning, you made a career out of it. Again, you're not learning for the sake of why you have to learn to get in better sermon for Kodesh Baruch. You want to become a specialist in this field. He can't stand any other specialist. The better somebody else talks, the more he's envying him, he tries to talk him down. It's not right. Because you're using it as a career. So if he first tries to take you totally out of it from this field, he couldn't take out of it, so then he tries to make you a specialist, and you should be an exception. You're the only one. And you couldn't stand hearing somebody else. This is a terrible, terrible disease in those people who are deep thinkers. They can't stand somebody else's invention. Somebody else's words, they can't understand. And instead of the other, you're looking for the depth. If somebody helps you to find some more, you should even help him more. Okay. They're going to reach a certain wisdom more than you have. They're going to be smarter than you. Titaroisom, you're going to envy them. Vetishtada litlas bemumim, you're going to try to find blemishes in them. In diminishing them, the double begrisim, to speak in their in their deficiencies. You're always going to try to degrade them. Why? You're going to feel ki ilu hem shalolucha mibinoscha, as they took away your wisdom, ukzolucha chafusecha, and they stole your wisdom. Because the person who goes into a wisdom, goes into deep thinking, for a career purpose, he should be considered a philosopher, the Chochem. He cannot tolerate anyone who knows more than him, because anyone who knows more than him is kind of overshadowing him, and devastating you. So, like, you feel like he took away from you, robbed you with your wisdom. And he, if you're going to be smarter from them, you got to be smarter from them. If you're going to look down at them, looking down, you got a degree, do you release from it also because you know more. This is snoim, this is listen, we're going to hate him because of the stupidity. Because, you know, the Sarah Zelam or is going to show it to the other constituents, the other simple people, and say, hey, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm so much more. This is going in Afshach. You're going to be proud to yourself. But it's Halam Chokhmah Secho. You will always praise yourself with your Chokhmah. Atche Titan, until you're going to argue, Shatu Yodai, you know Masha'en Choyodai, which they don't know. You're going to be proud with your Ruach for learning with your learning. You're going to use all this learning, you're going to use it in order to be proud. Yori Vavavcho Eshe Tilmat, and your heart's going to be elevated at the time when you learn. You're going to use it as a means to prompt yourself to become arrogant. The Sokot's Ace Shiak Shelecho. You're going to hate, you're going to be disgusted at the time when they're going to ask on you. Anytime you're going to be challenged, you're going to be irritated. Why are you challenging me? You're going to be very defensive because you're supposed to know the best. In other words, if you're not going to use, if you're learning what we learned yesterday, if you come into the point of learning in depth, you want to be aware of what you are, who we are. And if it's a hard task first, why do you have to love so much? Why do you have to be smarter than your father, than your rabbis? Just take it and finish. But if you didn't listen and you did learn, then tries to make a career out of it, it should make you proud of it. You're going to keep yourself as a chokham. And you're going to take honor with yourself when you're going to make your friend as a fool. You're going to put down your friend. And you're going to be almost dressed up with all kind of arguments to embarrass all your counterpart people. You're going to be totally removed from the Misra Chachomim, from the Torah, because you're supposed to know everything. You're not going to be able to accept from anything, everything, because you know the best. You're never going to be able to open yourself up to learn more Musar and more Torah, because you're supposed to know the best. You're always going to be irritated when somebody knows something a little bit more than you. To go further, B'Yimlo Yishlamloi. We're starting with Avshiyemvov. Even if the Yitzhakar will not complete, but you try to be mefater, how do you say mefater? Try to talk you into.
Entice you.
In other words, the Chavis Avos spoke about the Yitzhakar like he would have been him. You know, all the shtiklach of his. He went every angle and took him apart. There isn't a shtiklach of the Yitzhakar which he didn't analyze and evaluate. If he's not going to be successful, the master kibbutz which the Yitzharet intended to tie you in, the sharp das Elokim Yisroel in the gate of the das Elokim. In other words, you want to learn to know Hashem and to His Torah. First, he tried to withhold you. Then, so he couldn't. Then he tried to make you arrogant to be a blagaiver, and it didn't go. You overpowered. You learned and you humble. What will you do now? He started, he now comes to a different thing. He's going to make you so intellectual, and so learned, and so enjoyable of learning, and you're learning it well, and you're learning for the right reason, that you're always going to be involved in learning. He would have never had time to apply the learning lamaisa.
But before, this was not seen, this was just seen as an intellectual pursuit then.
He will try to make out.
If you're jealous of other people's knowledge,
yes.
then you're only doing it for intellectual pursuit.
No, no, no. So first, you're going into learning, he tries to stop, don't learn. Don't be so deep. Don't detailize it. Don't be so knowledgeable. He tries to hold you back of that. Because he knows it, and he knows one thing you should know. As the Mesilas Yesharim says, the greatest ammunition against the Yetzer Hara is Das, is Seichel. The Yetzer Hara is a soap bubble. Both like that, if you have a lot of das. If you have a lot of seichel, if you understand a lot of things in depth, as you're bringing out the extension which you spoke yesterday. I'm going to give you a tape of the whole shmuz, okay? The whole tshuva, the whole thing. So you have to say the first time. I'm not going to tell you the second time. That's in parenthesis. The Rambam says in Hilchos Vidui, he says, on Hashem, you have to, I'm asking Hashem, chotosi ovisi pshati. Vekach vekach osisi. So and so had done. And every Avera could fall on the three categories why you did it. Either Chotosi, either Ovisi, either Peshat. Now what is Chotosi? Chotosi means a Shoigek. I missed it. I didn't know, I wasn't aware what I'm doing. didn't pay attention or whatever. I spoke Lashon, I didn't even realize I spoke Lashon Hara. This is not Chotasi. Chet is a shayde. So first, when you misvada for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so on Hashem, I'm begging you Hashem, I sin from you. So you start from light to heavy. First I was a choyte, then Ovisi. Ovisi is, I know I'm speaking Lashon Hara. It's amazing. But I spoke Lashon Hara for my convenience. You know, it was either me, either you, Hashem, I come first. As you did intentional Avera. Peshati, what is Peshati? I did Avera to make Avera. I didn't make Avera because I come first. The solution, Merida, was rebellious. So I asked the question, do you know yourself to be a Peshah? Were you ever a Peshah? Do you ever went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu Lahachas? Hope not, but you're going to say it. You're going to lie and keep her a few times. Oh, Hashem, Chotos, Avisi, Peshati. And the Kohen Gadol is Mishvah of Am Yisrael, who considers himself Mashiach? And I say, yes, I'm a Mashiach. I'm a Mashiach. Avada, there's a lot of levels, a lot of darge in Mashiach. If you do a chet little oven, you do a chet because it's you know it's forbidden, but you're addicted to it and it's tasty for you and it serves a certain purpose. You're not doing it to anger Hashem. Mm. And because that's obviously, that's amazing. But when you do a chet, you don't even get anything out of it. But why did you do it? I couldn't care less what I'm doing. Why? I'm angry. I'm angry at the situation. When a person says, I'm angry at the situation, I couldn't care less what I'm doing, this is an undeclared statement, I'm angry at Hashem. Whatever you do to me, I'm good enough. You don't deserve what I should do for you. When people can't embedded themselves and they're mezalzel in certain areas for the sake of bitterness, that's Peshati. Of course, it's not a Nimrod. Yidai Sreboinu Mechavan Nimrod. But he knows I'm making angry at Hashem. I'm doing it just to eat Chazer and Yom Kippur, just to anger Hashem. That's the highest level of Peshati. But every one of us, the bare fact, you know, when you are Ezgeleik, you're Levedig, you're happy, you have everything comes, you run to do the mitzvahs. And things, when things get depressed and things doesn't get your way, you give up. Many things you give up. Why do you give up? It's an undeclared Peshati. How do you get out of it? Somebody asked me. How do you get out of this, you hear the tape I gave you? The answer?
Yes, listen, it's a good part.
How do you get out of it? Only Das, only Seichel. That's what I'm trying to say. What's a Seichel? Only Seichel could make you aware not to be angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only a person who is analytic, because he goes into depth and starts understanding his role in his position, and he starts understanding what Hashem is doing, could never get angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The contrary, see, the more you sue him there is, the more problems there is, this is all my benefit. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a situation which is painful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Yisurim. Yisurim today is a korba. Yisurim is a korba. And if I have Seichel, and it says, Oh Hashem, Chotos Avisim Shat, and you misvada, Yisurim is a korba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kabbal, it's a kapora savainas. And the Rambam, it's unbelievable, the Rambam pastor says, Hilchos Tshuva, that when you bring a korban and you're not misvada, you're not yoy to the mitzvah of korban. Not everyone agrees in general. The Rambam Bechal paskens, as we said yesterday, that tshuva is vidui. Mitzvah tshuva is vidui. Tshuva himself is not a mitzvah. Vidui is the mitzvah. And now there must be tshuva with a korban. So there must be a condition that you're allowed to bring a korban. That's first you have to do tshuva, that you have to do without a mitzvah. You have to repent. Now we are waiting to bring a korban in order to have a kapora. Now when you bring a korban to be yoytze the mitzvah of the korban, the korban should be a kapora. You only yoytze, says the Rambam, if you have a misvada. And the Rambam adds v'chein kol amalkin, all those who get malkus and bezin, all mitzvahs bezin. Person had to understand, and it was killed by bezin or was getting malkus. They don't get a kapora with the death or with the malkus. Eden keni svadu when they said vidui. And if a person does not say vidui when he gets malkus, he got malkus for no reason. They're not helping him at all. So the same thing, we getting yisurim baruch Hashem. After every bit of yisurim is a gvaldige chesed for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is accepting us as a korban, and accepting us as malkus. And we have to say Hashem does because He loves us. He wants to give us, wants to be mechaper, wants to turn off our chatoim. But then we have to accept the Yisurim as a gift. They say, Oh Hashem, you have to say vidui. I'm standing in front of you embarrassed. Now Yisurim, Mikapel Hashem. So what's happening? Here getting Yisurim, instead of seeing it as a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisurim Yehava, it's a video for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and use it as a positive to get close to Hashem, stand from Hashem and Ben so and so had done, and use this Yisurim for cleanliness. You're using this Yisurim to be angry at Hashem and to be a Pasheya. That's the opposite. So you, and this could only be accomplished with Tzeichel, only with Das. And the person who is superficial, the person who lives a Yiddishkeit, which is an emotional Yiddishkeit, without teeth, without understanding, he's controlled by his emotion. And he has a nice emotion, a Simchas Torah, he's dancing. And he has a depressed situation, he's depressed. And he sees a tzaddik, he sees a rebbe, he gets overwhelmed, and he gets and he doesn't even know why. And when he gets into bad friends, he gets all influenced into bad friends, it becomes a rosha. That's not a man, that's an emotional yo-yo. An emotional yo-yo, wherever you put him, there where he is. So put him in a hot environment, it's hot, put him in a cold environment, it's cold. It's not you. When are you? V'yadat v'ayom, and you seichel, when you're learning. And then v'ashavoy selvecho, and then you bring it into you, then you become emotional. Emotion is a very important part. But the emotion is spot off after when it comes down from that. But the dam's coming. So first the Yitzhar tries to attack you, Seichel. Be an Amorev. Don't be a thinker. Just be a follower. And that's enough. And as I said before, why do you have to be smarter than your Rebbeim? Just be Mekabel. What did you argue? He says, just go after. Smoichel Anshe Kabbalah. Go after the people, the mystical. Because, you know, always use yourself. You know, there's a tendency. It's unbelievable. There's Rebbeim. Rebbeis. There's all kind of Rebbeim. There's Rebbeim where the whole emphasis is Torah and speaking Torah, speaking to you, like the Polish Rebbeim. Okay. So that's in the Sachet Shev, in Sassemus. The whole Chassidus is based on intellect. On intellect. Talking to make a Chassid understand. You have to break your head to understand what I mean. There's this type of Rebbeim. Then there's Rebbeim, there's no intellect whatsoever. It's all kind of Frumet Torah, it's Gematria, it's Kabbalah, and the obvious in the sky and heaven, Chat Malochim, and the big Elohim, big Oivde Hashem. Who is attracting? You see, every Rebbe is attracting different type of people. You will see that all the Grobe Yingen, what Grobe Yingen means, I don't know, it's in English, there's a translation, all the bumps, yeah. All the Baltivers, all the Prostakers, all the simple Prostakers, so into Oivle Mazer. If you have two type of Rebbe in front of you, one is a Rebbe which speaks sense, seichel, demands. Our Rebbe is for schap malochem. Who is attracting whom? All the bombs going to go to this big holy Rebbe, the schap malochem. Because it's an emotional experience, and doesn't give him teeth, doesn't give him the seichel. But yeah, he goes, he feels good, he gets high, comes to Shoni and Kippur, he stays in the travel, and they get washed out. And when he comes back, they're back to zero, to back to number one as they were. And then they start living the bombish life until they get guilty at the end. Then they go to the Rebbe again and they load it off again. And all the other type of a person who is not that bombish and is learning and he works on himself, he will not go to the Malachim Chaper. He will go to the Rebbe who is teaching him. He's opening his head. He makes him deeper to understand, make him deeper understand. And when he goes to that Rebbe and he comes over to the Rebbe, he understands deeper than he came. Wherever he goes, he brings his knowledge with him. So the first thing what the Yitzhar tries to make of a man, just be a zombie, don't be a thinker, be an emotional yo-yo. And he tells them, I what's going to be with you, Yirishka, that the smoichal ansha Kabbalah, rely on the people of the Kabbalah of the Mishra, mashe tuchalam ed al-bred, and you're going to kashet yisvachal and mashe nimnam, just stand to them, listen to them, and what do you have to know? Why do you have to be a philosopher? Why do you have to be a chokham on yourself? You don't have to learn yourself. You don't have to know, just take statements and repeat them. All mystical statements, exotic statements. That's the first accomplishment of the Yetzer Hara. Because he knows if he gets you there, that he doesn't make you a thinker, you are in his hand. Yeah, it comes to holy days, you become a little emotional, it makes you feel good, go to the Rebbe, you get it. But he has it in your hand. If you don't listen to him, you start learning, and you are learning, that's the biggest ammunition against the Yetzer Hara. But now comes a different danger. He's going to use the learning against you. He's going to learn, know that you should become the biggest philosopher, the biggest chokhmah, the biggest maskil, the learned. And then you're going to use it for yourself as a galgaiva. That's what we learned before. Then you're using this attitude. Suppose you didn't let it happen. You learned, and you learned for the right reason, and you now are on off. So now what does the Yetzer Hara try to do you now? It starts to develop the Vedat Vayon, develop it in your head, and don't let it bring it into your heart. Don't let it, don't put it into deeds. Don't bring it into myself. So, but I said before, in order to counter this syndrome of poshati, which we all have, you have to know we all have this poshati. Because you know what poshati means? Poshati means the minute you have a situation that you're down, you know, you mezalzel certain areas that you usually not mezalzel. Giving up in being mezalzel in certain areas because you're down is an undeclared poshati. I'm angry now. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. He doesn't deserve it. Hashem doesn't deserve it. I should be medaktik now. I'm not down. And I'm okay. I'm doing it. But I'm down. I can't do it. Just, what's this? Why? You're angry at Hashem. Therefore, you're not doing it. That's a high level of Peshati, but it's an element of Peshati. And to counter that, you can't, because as long as you're down, that's automatically the result that you're not medagdic. You don't do b'shleimus the mitzvahs as you usually do. You're not medagdic with mitzvahs. And this giving up of didik mitzvahs at a time when you're angry at Hashem, that's a peshati. And that you would only counter not to be angry. And not to be angry, you have to use das. You have to use seichel. But what does he do? Im lo ish lomar shekir of teretz v'shar das al kimitrosoi, in the area of Tuno HaKodesh Baruch Historia, he was not capable of enticing you. Then ishtader efato yischa, he's going to try to talk you into Bishar Maase Avoida, in the area where you have to bring it, apply it into the Maase Avoida. You take your seichel, your knowledge, you bring it into action. Because Shetasel in Maase, when you do something, Kurvach, Yagdilim and Hashem Benechel, you think, oh, how great you're doing. Because suppose, Vyasimcha Lisgois boy, and he's going to make it a Chibrat, how do you do it? Vyakla Ashadarecha Etzlo, you're going to look down everyone else. He's such a medagde, because imagine you know so much deeper things in Machshav, in Kavona, and now you're reading, applying it to Lamaisa, Midvalach Mishloch, who is compared to you, doing things 100 times better than everyone else, though. Vyokar Alechon Ma'as Nachlim Ravash, it's going to be easier for you to be disgusting of the people and to embarrass them. The Efsher, Shem Tzayim Mecholif Nerakim, the truth is, they could be even better for a Kodesh Baruch Hu than you are. They do better than Ma'asim with you, but you're still going to put him down. If you're going to have some friends who have an advantage over you in Avodas Hashem, he may know less than you, but he davens better than you. He does Avodas Hashem, his Medagrim is better than you. And his Ma'asim is better than Ma'asecho. And he tries to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu more than you, Yesitcha Yetzer boy. The Yetzer will be maces, he will entice you, will talk you, the Yomelech will tell you, the Yetzer, Kol Asheru Mishtadu Zilosu Bavoido. Everything which they see in this person, he tries to, he chesser nira memecho, everything comes for you. You see, all of a sudden you're going to be envy at him. He says, everything which is better than you, it diminishes you, takes away from you specialty, and you're not being enough respected by the people because the guy's competing with you. And you're going to see this repeat, a competitor. Hashe Olav means try to entice people against him, try to make fun of him. Try to neutralize him, the cannibal, and be envy at him. Stay myself, hate him. Try to be researching his blemishes. Look forward to his failures, to show people that's failing. And watch all these failures which you have. And advertise as much as you can, embarrass him. So you have to neutralize this guy. If you could bring out sheker on him, kidel ask shmo etz bnei olam, in order to minimize his name by other people, his success. I say, do it. That will be all the yetzer are telling it to you, because I say the guy's competing with you. Ostoshiv olam, you should enter the yetzer. And but how do you respond to yetzer on this? Eich emas. How can I really not like? Mishahava Elokim is Kushbachu likes him. Vegana, how could I embarrass Mishashiv Chabayim for Kushbachu is praising him? If a person has a good name, is Ovid Hashem, you know, Kushbachu loves him, how could I embarrass him? Loi Daili, it's not enough for me, absolutely, my laziness. Lekayim Avadosa, come on, you, I should do what he does. Achi Esther Mishav did, even I should hate him. It's enough that I'm lazy. Why am I angry, envy at him? Because he's better than I. Why? Because I'm lazy. I'm not putting the work in as it should be. It's not enough that I'm lazy, but I'm even hating him. This is not the reward which I'm indebted to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is not what Hashem wants for me. I have to love everyone who Hashem loves. and to love him. And have to respect everyone who's respecting Hashem for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, how do I demonstrate I love Hashem and I respect Hashem? If I love the one who serves Hashem and I respect the one who's respecting Hashem. So the contrary, if I really mean it with I know and I love Hashem, I have to, every time with Chochem and every tzaddik who serves Hashem, I have to love him and I have to respect him, because that's a harvest in between. A harvest time with Chochem is a harvest Hashem. Mechaber time with Chochem is Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Kosov, like the Apostle says, is Yireh Hashem Yechaber. Those who fear Hashem, I will be Mechaber. You know what happened to Miriam when he spoke? Miriam in the Haran spoke in Moshe. It's a meiriding a new uptight with the Chavis of Ovis uses the Lashon Hara of Miriam. You realize what the Chavis of Ovis uses here? As an example, what was the terrible thing? Bedaber, to daber Miriam Baharim Moshe. Miriam in the Haran spoke on Moshe. What did he spoke? That was two days ago's Dafayomi. He spoke to Lashon Hara Moshe, that Moshe separated from his wife. Well, how come he spoke? Why don't you melame tzchus? So he spoke to Lashon Hara. So what was the Lashon Hara? The Lashon Hara was, how come he separated from his wife? It is not the Aloha. The Aloha is everyone has to live with their wife. And you, Moshe, no different than everyone else. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is different as he was different. Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception. Also, Kalvachar made a Kalvachar. Because Baruch Hiskim Ladat says, Shuvu Lachem Alechem Atopoi Moedi Modi. Everyone goes back to your tent, to your wives, but you, Moshe, stay with me, because Moshe made a Kalvach Chaimis as the Gemara in Shabbos. Maruch Amisulis was once facing Hashem Ponim al Ponim face to face by receiving the Torah. Hashem told him to separate from the wives for 3 days. I, Moshe, that I have to be ready to face Hashem almost on a daily occurrence. And I, Hashem, and Moshe again. I have to be almost separate because I never know when Hashem will come to me. So Hashem said after Kabbalah Satoira, Hashem said to Moshe, Shuvu lochem lo lechem. Say to Amisul, go back to your tents, go back to your wives. But you, Moshe, you stay with me here. So that shows Hashem agreed on Moshe's Kal V'chomer, that he means he has to stay with Hashem and not with his wife, to separate. So all of a sudden, Miriam and Aharon later discover that Moshe is separate from his wife, but Tadavid spoke against Moshe, going against Halacha. So why? What was the chet? You have to be Malam Eschus. Why? Because Moshe Ben is a tzaddik. And you have to be Mechaber Tzadik, because if you're not Mechaber Tzadik, you're not Mechaber HaKodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, every time when we are finding a blemish in an Elach HaYid, it's the looking blemish in HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Because suppose you're right, what did you do? You deprived Hashem from Elach HaYid. It's talking in Hashem. Loshon Hara, when you speak bad on a Chaver, you're speaking bad on Hashem. Speaking better for Hashem, because if you really love Hashem, you can't. You usually want to speak when you question, when you are suspecting something, which they suspected. They spoke. They didn't speak the right thing. They thought Moshe does a bad thing. Doesn't do the right thing. How come that you were inclined not to be melamed zchus on Moshe? Because you couldn't care to speak on Hashem, that Moshe lost. Hashem lost Moshe Rabbeinu. Because when you write that Moshe did something wrong, who is the loser? Hashem is the loser. It does not hurt you, Hashem, to be the loser. Because every time when you speak Lashon Hara on a Jew, means you're speaking on Hashem. You're not hurt to speak Hashem. Because if my goal in life is to be Mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my natural inclination will be always to be Melamed Zchus. Because that's my personal interest. You know, we always Melamed Zchus, we always have a Limud Zchus on everyone when we want. Okay, when your son had done something wrong, when your father had something wrong, something you thought maybe so, you may leave it to Malamuskus because you have an idea to be Malamuskus.
On yourself,
you always be Malamuskus because you love yourself. If you really love Hashem, how come you're not Malamuskus? Elamite, you're not Malamuskus as the Jew, you find the blemish in Jew, is because they're missing in the harvest of Hashem. That's the uptight. He stelt zu, the Chavisov is stelt zu, this argument against the Yisrael. That you are Mechuyav Laavis HaHavav, Lachabed HaMechabed, and Yir HaShem HaChabed. Kvar Adat HaMash Yir HaMiram HaMiram HaTabim HaMiram HaHar Moshe, and Koirach. The whole thing started off from this little thing. Koirach Vadosav, that you fought against Moshe, because they were not Malam Eschus on Moshe. Suppose Moshe Eino Hiti Aso, he made a mistake, that he thought Moshe did it on his own. But what inclines you to think that Moshe did it on his own? It's because he totally not sensitive. And in private Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not up touch in Lashon Hara. And in Moshe Shemra, the Chilas. that usually on you would never speak, because you know you have an egiot yourself to be mazik yourself.
So you speak Lashon Hara against somebody else, you're speaking Lashon Hara against...
And the Kodesh Baruch, you're taking away from Hashem something. Now, Hashem's supposed to have this good Jew, all of a sudden finding something false in the Jew, Hashem lost. So if your interest is to enrich Hashem... If you love Hashem, so how do you love Hashem? If you mechaber Hashem, means that... everyone is mechaber Jew. Everyone, this Jew and this Jew. You have to be happy when you say Yid is serving Hashem, b'shleimus. You have to be happy with it, because Hashem is the gainer. But if you're not happy with it, then you could find fault in the Jew. Means you're not happy that Hashem gets something, so you don't care about Hashem.
So in an Epicurus, you can speak Lashon Hara. If someone's an Epicurus, if he's an Epicurus, you can say Lashon Hara.
Because you're not giving anything to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, you could speak Lashon Hara.
It's funny, to be fair, you do the same act, and a Tzaddik is Lashon Hara, and an Epicurus is not.
Not Lashon Hara. It's covered Hashem the opposite. That this is you. Because Hashem, you're not affected that this man is so and so because he's bad. That's the Kvod Hashem. Kvod Hashem is to speak Lashon Hara on the Apikoyres. You have to know that he's so and so. That's the Kvod Shaman. You know, in speaking Lashon Hara is actually a declaration. You don't care about Hashem. You care about yourself. That's the Tzushtel of the Chavis Savovas of Lashon Hara. Perik Shishri, the sixth page, Yichud HaMaisa. Aber as it was machshava also what is the how is the careful, how to be careful in machshava in shmir also real of shit let you sound if you must have to rech with shrap in the way she never try to hold back for always to be alert with your machshava with your thinking and with the depth of your hearts you should always be alert with your thinking don't be a sleeper don't be an emotional person without thinking. It's very important that we, like seichel, the intellect is the biggest weapon against the horribis. Kiroi v'hefsel v'tikun b'masin, because all the things which you lose out in deeds, lo yeh, will not come to existence ki mechomosom, only because you had not taught. Kifitukun v'hefsedem. Because in sentik, because Shomer v'lag apostel mekol mishmo nitzoy libecho, for every preservance, you should always watch your heart. Commandment comes out life. You always have to be alert with your seichel, with your lev. Those two have to be always alert, because all life comes from that. Never goof there with your seichel in your heart. Amr Tzatzar says ki yetzer lev odam ra mi leurav, because the yetzer of the person is bad from his right from his youth. Chatzos neuriv. What we can do is I know his yetzer. The Yetzer is always alert against you. You know, this is like a soldier who stands face to face with his enemy and awaits the image we should make, and he's pointing the gun on him continuously. Because the minute he sees a move, he shoots. Because you know, if he shoots 1 second late, he's going to get shot. So it's the Yetzer. The Yetzer is always ready at you, and you always have to shoot him back. The only ammunition against him is to be alert with the Seichel. Woman, he called Levova is Doris Hashem. The whole heart, Doirish Hashem, is Hashem requesting. Hashem wants your full dedication, your full heart. Hashem is not satisfied if you give him 80% of your heart, 90%. Hashem wants 100% of your alertness in your heart. Because Boch understand every think and every thought and every movement in your heart, is it dedicated to Hashem or not? So, what did he say? If you learn the pshat, kichol levovois, the posh pshat is kichol all the hearts of the people. All the hearts means goes on people. Your heart, your heart, your heart. Doirish Hashem. Hashem is wanting. Kichol yetzer machshavos meivin. All the people see yetzer machshavos and Hashem understand. But always starts kol goes on all the people. And kol goes on the entire person. Kichol levovois in the entire heart. Doirish Hashem. Hashem wants you. Rachmona libo. Hashem wants your heart. How much of your heart you want? 100% of your alertness. When we says kikore velecho dover moed, the thing is very close to b'fichu v'levav kol asoysoy. To fight the yetzer hara and to be a tzaddik is easy to accomplish. It's close to you. It's in your mouth and your heart to do it, but it has to go from your heart. When mo Hashem erkech Hashem od Hashem wants to you should fear Hashem. Yire ene ere belef. Fearing Hashem only comes from your heart. V'harayim v'harayim v'amachshov and from your thought. Not heart alone. A lev which comes from machshava, v'datayim v'shvayis alavecha. Lev alone, feeling alone is nothing. It's worthless. Feeling alone without seichel is worthless. It says to be sechel, and the sechel has to go down to heart. You have to try very much. Everything which you do has to be dedicated for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And your struggle shouldn't be for nothing. But and all your struggle which you do shouldn't be false. Sometimes you're cheating yourself, you're lying to yourself. Because if you don't do everything for Kodesh Baruch Hu, is anything which you do is really a lie. The Pasuk says, Lomu Tishkili Kesef. Why are you weighing money, changing money, counting money below lechem for no bread? Like you trading, get nothing in return. You're giving, doing mitzvahs, all kind of things for learning, you're getting nothing in return, you don't accomplish anything. The giyachem below lesovo. And all your struggle, you're getting not associated. The alt is ale mimashe he soich olaf. Don't look away from what I woke you up to, which I made you alert for. I collected you in this gate, all the roots which is taking away from you the dedication of working of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the arguments I mentioned a few. Everyone under his own root and nothing too much, and all the branches. I came up with all the detailed arguments. How can they for after circle show remember holy hold you have to watch every part of them. All the sign which I mentioned with the Yetzer has come, you have to be out and be careful about every one of them. Maybe Take you might will be total complete to Kodesh Baruch and designated to Hashem's name totally. It's gonna be umikubal, you're gonna be accepted and acknowledged it's a boy the kibbutz. Hashem will accept you as a good acceptancy. Maybe gonna in Hoikba Min Hokinolamecho. And you should conduct your avodas Hashem just like you do your personal things. You should just be as alert to all the inyonim of avodas Hashem just like you alert on yourself. You're going to find many times on good which you've seen. You're going to find all the good, and you're going to be very distant from all the things which is damaging you. You're going to be close to everything which is helping you. If you're going to be totally cleansed from all kind of counterfeit. We're going to be all pure from confusion. If you're going to be alert in all those things, you're always going to stay clean in your mind. You're always going to be not confused. And since in your personal things you're always alert and always watching, doing the right things, even more you should do double when you do things which has to do with your eternity, which will stay ever with you, which will be getting closer and closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You should watch out with your koich lezachat masecho to purify your masim. V'im imat yoisim amashet ishtal shirab bilti zoch. Ki amat azoch v'im imat yoisir. And even if you're going to focus too strongly, the koich shavobos puts down here a big principle in avodas Hashem. What is? I'll just give you an example. You want to say tilim a half hour. You could say tilim in a half hour's fault. You could say it to kavona with machshava. You say ten kapitlach tilim. It's kabalding machshava. It's all purity. Or you could say 50 program tilim. But then you just go fast. You can't have it. What should you really do? Should you take a lot of quantity and give up on quantity, or should you give up on quantity and focus on quality? And since I just want the bank of tilim, but it's not only tilim, it's on everything. And everything is always a thing. Should you always concentrate? Should you concentrate on quality, or should you concentrate on quantity? Says the Chovei Salvovos, you should concentrate on quality, even if it's little. It's better a little with quality than a lot without pure quality. That's what he says here. To purify myself. And because you're focusing to purify myself, your myself is going to be less. You're not going to be that busy, involved in many areas. If you would have tried shirav biltizach, it's better than you should try at many areas, but you soon be up. In other words, if you start focusing on that, you want to be pure everything which you do, you're not getting nowhere. Now you're learning, you can't accomplish in all the areas, you can't become perfect in all areas, because you know, if you want to be a perfectionist, you're going to accomplish less, you're going to do less of your mission. So what should you do? Should you rather do lesser things but do it quality wise, or should you try to grab in all the things and give up on quality? It says better to mute, do the less quality wise. Kiamata zoch
ulav. Less quantity wise.
Less quantity. But he says why? Because it says kimaat hazach the little which is pure hurav, that's a lot. Verav bilkezach, and the lot which is not pure humaat, that's little. The embatel says no value. Unbelievable. It says, of course, in the long run we should go for quantity too, but you only gain quantity if you focus on quality. First, do quality. Even you can't accomplish a lot. The little toiv ma'at bekavona mihalve shloim bekavona. First, do a little. In this little, do with kavona, do with all purity. Because a little with kavona is a lot. In a lot without kavona is a little. Because kashi masechim miutoi, and even more, if masechim will be miutoi zirus and bilti zachlekim. If you're going to do a little, in the little shouldn't be clear, is a vada not worth anything. Okay, we're going to stop right here.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com